listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you about the third of the seven signs in the Gospel of John. And this is a miracle that Jesus did simply because he wanted to. Let me read to you from John chapter 5. I'm going to begin at verse 2, and I'm going to just paraphrase many verses along the way. Here we go. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before him." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. If you go to Jerusalem today, just off of an area next to the Temple Mount, you can see the remains of the Pool of Bethesda. Excavations have found that it had five porches, just as John said it did. It also is right next to a church from the Crusader period that has fabulous acoustics. Now, as John tells us, at this pool sat a multitude of hurting humanity. They waited for an angel to come down to stir the waters, and then the first one in the water received a healing. We don't know if this promise of healing was real or merely if it was a hopeful legend. Nevertheless, the people around the pools of Bethesda, they believed it. Jesus there asked an unusual question to the lame man. The question was this: "Do you want to be made well?" Now, that may seem just like a rhetorical question, but Jesus knew that not every sick person really wants to be healed, and that there are some people who are so discouraged in their miserable condition that they put away all hope of ever being better. Jesus dealt with this man who may have had his heart withered as well as his legs. Therefore, Jesus went about the work of building faith within the man. Really, this was an entirely fair question. Do you want to be made well? So much of our prayers and intercession before God are hindered because we have so little idea of what we really want before Him. It's also true that perhaps the lame man didn't really want to be healed. One commentator points out, an Eastern beggar often loses a good living by being cured of his disease. It's human nature for us to think that as bad as our current situation is, at least it's the situation we're familiar with. We know it, and we won't be surprised by it. We can be more comfortable in our current misery than in taking the steps we need to take in order to be free. In the early 1990s, it was reported that a small order of Franciscan nuns in the city of Prague decided to subsidize their convent by using the downstairs of their facility, which was formerly an underground detention center used by the communists to imprison and torture their enemies. They opened it up as a hotel. And back then, for $33 a night, you could stay in a former prison cell. The proprietors said that they tried to achieve a middle ground between comfort and authenticity in the so-called hotel. When I read that article, it reminded me that many people are really looking for just that, a comfortable prison cell. But John told us that the man wanted to be well. His answer was basically, "Yes, I want to be made well, but I don't see how this can happen." John Calvin, when he wrote about the lame man's response, I think he had a good idea. He said, "The sick man does what we nearly all do. He limits God's help to his own ideas and he does not dare promise himself more than he conceives in his mind. You know, J.B. Phillips wrote a famous book about this problem. The title of the book was, Your God is Too Small. And many of us create a small God in our heads, and this God is limited in all sorts of ways that the real God who reigns in heaven, well, he's not limited by such things. Jesus could simply say to this man, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And as the man did this, he could walk. You see, in this miracle, Jesus did it all. In this case, he could not say what he said to many others whom he healed. To many other people, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. For example, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. This time, at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus took the initiative and he did all the work. Now, will you let Jesus take some initiative in your life today? Why not ask him to have his own way with you? But first, determine that you want to be free and that you will not accept the pain of the present just because it's what you're used to having in your life. Choose God's best above your present miserable comfort today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.